All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful, but not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success.
Without commitment, you'll never start, but without consistency, you'll never finish.
And this is my favorite rule from James Clear, which is a habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
I'm realizing that I have to daily show up for myself if I want my life to be what I want it to be.
Consistency is even rarer than talent or enthusiasm. Every January 1st in the gym, rock open. Everyone's keen to do something. They've got these new New Year's resolutions. They're all enthusiastic. And some of those people will be talented. But how many of those people end up being consistent long term?
The consistency of work. Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you can get to where you want to go.
Right now, the biggest advice that anybody could give you, 85 to 90% of life is just showing up. Show up. If you show up, there's a chance something could happen.
Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Mm. Work, 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 work. Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. No results, I'm a little bit better. Work. Boom.
Just got paid.
I just got paid. And it looks like overnight success.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. It happened in a year. No, bro. It doesn't.
Everyone talks about the destination, but very few people talk about the journey. That's where the iron is forged. In the monotony of doing the right thing day in and day out, your part of the deal is to keep showing up for yourself, to stick around and see what happens when you really go all in. Don't just settle for mediocrity. Just hold up your end of the bargain and watch how life will turn in your favor.
If you go to the gym and you work out and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. And if you go to the gym the next day and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing, right? So clearly there's no results, can't be measured, it must not be effective. So we quit, right? Or if you fundamentally believe that this is the right course of action and you stick with it, like in a relationship, I bought her flowers and I wished her happy birthday and she doesn't love me. Clearly I'll give up, you know? That's not what happens. If you believe there's something there, you commit yourself to an act of service. You commit yourself to the regime, the exercise. You can screw it up. You can eat chocolate cake one day. You can skip a day or two. You know, it allows for that. But if you stick with it consistently, I'm not exactly sure what day, but I know you'll start getting into shape. I know it. And the same with the relationship. It's not about the events. It's not about intensity. It's about consistency.
The hardest thing in life is figuring out who you are and what you want to do for the rest of your life. And once you figure that out, you wake up every day and you work toward it. It's impossible for you to fail if you know who you are, what you want to do, and you wake up every day and work toward it.
It's not about waiting until the end and one day you'll go after it. Make today day one. Today is the day that I decided I wanted to be great, so I'm going to do it. I decided I want to go after my goals, after my dreams. That's the mindset that you have to have. Because today is the day you were given breath. I'm here with a purpose and live on purpose. Not off of your resume of where you've been, but on the direction and understanding of where you're going. There's a call on you. It's time for you to answer it.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can go walk in the other direction. and that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
An easy productivity hack. Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
You can't sit back and say, I'll start in half an hour. I can't do that. I gotta start now. And then after I get back from starting, I gotta start again. And then when I get done with that run or that study session, if it wasn't good enough, I gotta go back again. Because repetition is what taught me everything. So you can honestly outwork anything.
Preparing to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Scheduling time to do the thing isn't doing.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Doing the thing. Making a to-do list for the thing isn't doing the thing. Telling people you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Messaging friends who may or may not be doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Writing a banger tweet about how you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on yourself for not doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on other people who have done the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on the obstacles in the way of you doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Fantasizing about all of the adoration you'll receive once you do the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading about how to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading about how other people did the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading this essay isn't doing the thing. The only thing that is doing the thing is doing the thing. And I love this insight that you can dress it up however you want. The work just needs doing.
Just get started. Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action. It can actually be forever. You can hesitate for 1 second to get started on something, a workout, a project, a task, something that you know you should do. You can hesitate for 1 second. That 1 second of hesitation, all of a sudden it turns into 5 seconds, and then 10 seconds, and then 10 minutes. And then just like that, you drifted into the eternity zone. 1 second became an eternity because something that was gonna happen is now never gonna happen, ever. Why is that? Because you hesitated. So don't take that chance. Instead, take action. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. You've had enough damn rest. Go take action.
No matter what it is, many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You got to change something. You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person, right? You've seen those before and after pictures. One day of playing guitar, One day of playing guitar, you can barely play one chord. 100 days of practicing guitar, and you can play literally almost any song. An hour of writing, and you've got a short, kind of junky, 1,000-word essay. 100 hours of writing, and you got yourself a whole book. So we let these things slip. Because it takes so long to see the progress, we let them slip. And when we don't do them, it becomes 0 times 100 or 0 times 1,000. And that nets out to a zero. When you do anything, it adds up. When you do nothing, it amounts to zero. So take the small steps every day. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days. They take 500 days. Maybe they take 5,000 days. They take time.
Set a time to train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time. I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this. I ate that. Don't drink that. I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Just little kind of defeats.
Exactly. Little defeats instead of wins. And it just culminates into, oh, and you just don't want to be here. So I'm just figuring myself out like I've never figured myself out before.
Impatient to pick up that book and read. Instead of being impatient about the results, be impatient about the input. Because you can't control the output. You can control how many seeds you plant. You can't figure out which seed is going to grow and how many apples are going to come from that apple tree. You can't control that. You can't control the day you're going to become a millionaire. If you say, I'm going to become a millionaire in 1 year, good luck, fucker, because if that year rolls around and you're not a millionaire, you're going to feel like shit. You're going to feel unsuccessful. But if you're like, my success is determined by my input and not my output, dude, be impatient as a motherfucker. Getting that input, grinding, understanding that money, success is a lagging indicator. So hustle, do what you have to do on the input, and then let by natural law, which is a principle that applies to the universe, right? Action causes reaction. Input causes output. Focus on what you can control. Be impatient about becoming great, and the rest will play out.
If you have one good day where you eat clean, you drink a lot of water, and you, like you did, you got that day, you woke up, you put your shoes on, you went for a run, you worked out your driveway, you got a good day in.
Yep.
That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
We expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything. But it isn't. Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing. Change the time that you wake up. Change what you do when you get out of bed. That's what you need to do. You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes and start little. Get up a little bit earlier. Get a workout done. That's what you need to do.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. You see, every dream that you've ever had, it's all uphill. If you have a great relationship with somebody, you had to work on it. It's uphill. If you've built a wonderful business, guess what? It was uphill. If you've made the right decisions, they're not easy, are they? It's uphill. And the only way that you can go uphill is to be intentional. Nobody ever accidentally went uphill. You've never talked to a successful person and said, how did you get to the top of the mountain? And then look at you and say, I have no idea. If they're at the top of the mountain, they know how they got there because they had to have effort. It took energy. It took time. Everything worthwhile is uphill.
There was probably 100 days where I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to stay in the pool or stay in my bed and not get out. But those were the days where you have to. You have to get up and do something, because I think that's really what separates the good from the great. The greats do things when they don't always want to do them.
Of course you don't feel like doing it. Of course you don't. It's hard. Whatever it is, could be a workout, could be a run, could be starting on a project, but whatever it is, you don't feel like doing it. And you rationalize and you justify and you make excuses like a high-priced defense attorney trying to win the case for weakness to go and do what you're supposed to do. So don't listen in your head. Instead, just go get to work.
I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been. I'm not feeling it, or I'm feeling tired, or things like that. The more times I give into that excuse or that feeling, then the more superstitious I become about doing it in the future. Whereas a lot of times, if I can just start when I am tired or when something is painful and then still execute about the same as before, the more times you do what is required to get what you want, the more times you get what you want.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. You know, I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good. Because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong. If you run away from discomfort and resistance your whole life, you will always be weak.
Feelings has nothing to do with it. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do the things that I don't feel like doing. I'm going to do the things I don't want to do. I'm going to do the things that don't come easy to me, that do not come natural to me. I'm going to get up and do it. You can't live your life on feelings. You're going to have feelings, okay? But you cannot let your feelings dictate what you are or are not going to do.
Like, I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? You need to show people that you could do it.
Because when nobody's looking, that's the time that really counts. That's the time that really matters. The working out at 5, 6 a.m. and then all the practices and all the extra conditioning, like that work that you do every single day is key.
Wow.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. If you keep going every single day and don't stop, your competition will fall off, bro. These ain't cut like you, bro. They ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get right. They take days off, this day off, that day off. They lazy. I'm tired. No. Grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, you're going to be lapping these folks, bro. Give it a year. Watch what happens.
Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy. They're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful. And there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want.
You know, you must hope and believe in yourself if you ever want to see what that hope can turn into, what that belief can turn into. By doing this every day repetitively, those are the measures that lead to the big moments of success that everyone sees in life. No one sees a struggle in here. No one sees a hardship. The early mornings you get up, no one sees any of that. They just see if your hand's raised or not. And if it is, oh, what a great guy. Oh, I wish I could be that guy. I wish I could be that guy. But they're not clapping, wishing they could be you. at 5 in the morning when you get out of bed, when it's pissing rain outside, to come and train for that hand to be raised. They don't want to be that guy. They just want the glory. And that's the differential of a champion.
I want to get up every day and try to be better than you were yesterday in Hell business and yeah. life and everything.
The world is there for the taking for anyone who can learn from their mistakes, do what they say they were going to do, and stick with it, even if it's not sexy. What used to make a man acceptable now makes you extraordinary. The bar for winning has never been so low.
Never, ever give up. Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.